This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the nationwide Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and the 8th Rashtra Poshan Ma campaign from Dhar in Madhya Pradesh yesterday. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for the country's largest Pradhan Mantri Mega Integrated Textile Region and Apparel, PM Mitra Park, in the village of Bensola in the district. He also transferred financial assistance to over 15 lakh women under the Matra Vandana Yojana. Addressing people on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan is dedicated to mothers and sisters and it is for their bright future. He said the government's aim is that not a single woman should fall prey to illness due to lack of information or resources.
Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar ye abhiyan mataon behno ko samarpit hai unhi ke ujjwal bhavishya ke liye hai. हमारा मकसद है एक भी महिला जानकारी या संसाधनों के अभाव में गंभीर बीमारी का शिकार न हो. इन स्वास्थ्य कैंपों में इन सारी जांचों के लिए आपको एक नया पैसा नहीं देना पड़ेगा. जांच भी मुफ्त होगी, दवाई भी मुफ्त होगी.
Congratulating the people of Dhar on the upcoming PM Mitra Park, the Prime Minister said, on Vishwakarma Jayanti, India's largest integrated textile centre has been inaugurated. The Prime Minister urged that during the upcoming festivals, everything purchased should be made in India. He appealed to traders to ensure that everything they sell is of Indian origin. Leaders from across the world, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak greeted Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his 75th birthday yesterday. In his message, President Putin praised PM Modi's great personal contribution to strengthening the partnership between India and Russia. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Mr. Modi his good friend. Earlier, US President Donald Trump also greeted Prime Minister Modi. Prime Minister of Australia Anthony Albanese shared a video on his X handle wishing Mr. Modi a happy birthday. Prime Minister Modi has expressed gratitude to world leaders for extending birthday greetings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanked his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu for his birthday wishes. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he deeply cherished the friendship and enduring ties between India and Israel. Mr. Modi also thanked the President of UAE, Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, for the close friendship and the mutually beneficial partnership between India and the UAE, which continues to reach new heights in all areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed gratitude to Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni for wishing him on his birthday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked Prime Minister Meloni and said he's deeply valued Italy's friendship and he is looking forward to further strengthen the bilateral ties. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also thanked EU President Ursula von der Leyen for her birthday wishes. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate a two-day national conference, Manthan 2025, in New Delhi today. The conference is being organised by the Directorate General of Defence Estates on the central theme Strategic Roadmap to Viksit Bharat at 2047. The conference will focus on evolving role of the Defence Estates Department in reimagining defence land management, leveraging advanced digital tools and technologies, and strengthening governance frameworks and sustainability. India's star javelin thrower and defending champion Neeraj Chopra has qualified for the World Athletic Championships 2025 final yesterday with his first attempt of 84.85 meters. Another Indian player, Sachin Yadav, also secured a place in 12 finalists with a best throw of 83.67 meters. And that's the end of this news bulletin.